A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June 22nd, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the conducting of elections in Zimbabwe by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC.
To join our discussion this evening, you can contact us at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
And what happens in any process, there is a pre-registration before the nomination court for the candidate, and you are given a slip. But in giving you being given that slip, they also pilot voter registration inspection programs which run in the constituency before the election. Urunga West had two voter registration and two voter inspection. For you to then check that is your name in the voter's roll, and the onus is up to the candidate to ensure that happens.
Ah, mashoko amai makarao anonyadzisa. Uye hazvizvi zvatingati tizwe kubva kune munhu anenge ari mutungamiri wecommission uye ari judge. Zviya zvakaitwa kuti utungamiri weelectoral commission unofanira kunge uri beta rinenge riri judge vari mutongi wemhosva, kuitira kuti pange paine vanhu vanotaura chokwadi vanobuda pachina kuti apa pakakanganiswa pakadii.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about elections in Zimbabwe in general, and of course, the Hurungwe by-election in particular.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, today released a statement saying ZANU-PF Skith Kuza was procedurally nominated as a candidate for the Hurungwe West parliamentary by-election, though there are issues with his registration as a voter in the constituency.
But some legal experts are accusing the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission of deliberately trying to mislead the people, alleging that Guza must be disqualified, and they are also calling for ZEC itself to be reformed.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 1-202-619-2077. Yeah, so
kunjalo mfowethu. Honguka amadzadiwa nhasi, tirauti tinge tichikurukura nemi nezve mabatirwo ari kuitwa sarudzo munyika. Kuti muri kufara here nezviri kuitika. Pane mashoko anga achibuda Gibbs ari kutaurwa iwo na Didmas Mutasa. Vainge vari nhengo yeZANU PF vasati vadzingwa vachitaura kuti paya pane sarudzo dzakamboitwa kuna 2008 vatsvangirai vakakunda musarudzo asi havana kuzoendawo panyanga vatsvangirai nekuti vari kuti kuenda kwavakaita kuBotswana vachimbotiza kunenge kwakaita kuti vamugabe vabva varambirira panyanga ndo time yayo kuti kwakapera mwedzi wose chaiwo zvakabuda musarudzo sazvaziviswa. Saka tinonzwa kubva kuvanhu kuti munoti kudii nenyaya ye sarudzo muZimbabwe, muri kuti dziri kufambiswa zvakanaka here kana kuti zvii zvingade kuvandudzwa Gibbs?
Yes, suruga ndava lingalinjani lapha likhona khona ngapho ke ngemakhaya thina ngapha lo Blessing hayi siyaphila kakhulu ke eWashington DC. Yes, sike sikhulumeni phela sixoxene njengenhlala yenza namhla ke sikhangela ngokhetho olwenziwe osandokwenziwa khona ngapha eZimbabwe olwama by elections. Sikhangela kakhulu khona ngale Hurungwe West lapho kanyangazani khona omunye lo wayephakathi kokhetho lolu umnumzana uKith Kuza osengene ke ebudaleni lepalamende ngetikiti leZANU PF kuthiwa kazange abe khona kuvoters roll. Njalo ke kodwa nxa sikhangela sisiya phambili iZEC yona iZimbabwe Electoral Commission yakhuluma ithi hayi ubaba lo wazamazama ukufaka amaphepha akhe kwazi kwalunga. Kusanjalo nje sizwile ke umnumzana uthi Didmas Mutasa siyakhumbula ke ijambo lakhala kuye waphuma ke khona kale kuZANU PF sokuhluphahlupha kudingwa ke abazakhokhela ibandla leli ngekhongorosi eyadlulayo. Ye ekhuluma kakhulapho uthi Didmas uthi okanye kusobala ukuthi ngo-2008 ibandla leZANU PF lakha phansi umnumzana uRobert Mugabe njalo waluma phansi laye. Uthe sokunjalo ke wase Chile moto wafika khona ngale estate house ngokujonga ke pleasing uthi wathola ke umongameli Robert Mugabe echochobele sibili wamtshela ukuthi hayi sidliwe ye kodwa kukhona singakwenza asatshonga ukuthi kuyini ye so vuzulo kandaba sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithi kambe ukhetho nxa ligangela eZimbabwe luqhutshwa njani nasi nombolo lifone kanye cellphonela khona ngapho inombolo ithi 001 202 619 2077 yeah phone kanye cellphonela kunjalo ba
and I think we have our first guest that is Mr. Obed Gutu the spokesperson for the opposition movement for democratic change Mr. Gutu good evening
Good evening, Blessing. Good evening, listeners. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, Gibbs. You can start the ball rolling.
Yes, Mr. Kutu, there's this controversy over the Urungwe West parliamentary by-election and indications that Mr. Keith Kuza was not a registered voter there. So, go ahead. What do you think about this issue?
The position is actually very clear because the moment that Zimbabwe Electoral Commission have admitted, which they have since done in black and white, that Keith Kuza was not a registered voter, both on the nomination day and also on the election day, then the buck stops there. What it simply means is that the law in terms of the Electoral Act in Zimbabwe is very clear. You can only stand for an election as a parliamentary candidate in a constituency in which you are a registered voter. In other words, your name has to appear on the voter's roll. That mm-hmm. is the first thing that is very crucial. And the moment that your name doesn't appear on the voter's roll, you cannot be duly nominated to stand for an election in that particular constituency. So Keith Kuza's problem starts right from the nomination day, in the sense that his nomination papers should have been rejected by virtue of his name not appearing on the voter's roll. Mm-hmm. And as if that was not enough, even on the election day, June 10, 2015, his name still did not appear on the voter's roll, simply authenticating, confirming the argument that he was not a duly registered voter in Urungwe West constituency, but in the neighboring constituency of Magunje. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the explanation that Zek is trying to put across through the press release that was issued by Honorable Justice Rita Makarau today is with respect preposterous and without any basis both in fact and at law. Why do I say that? If Zek do acknowledge that Keith Kuza was not on the voter's roll on nomination day, and he was also not on the voter's roll on election day, end of story. Mm-hmm. They cannot then say because there was an administrative challenge or administrative bungling or challenges that they were facing. Therefore, those challenges should give legal force to something that is inherently unlawful. Mm-hmm. The mere fact that they, through their own act of bungling or through whatever reason, did not have Keith Kuza's name on the voter's roll on nomination day or by nomination day and by election day, June 10, simply means that Keith Kuza was not duly nominated mm-hmm. when the nomination court set in April 2015. Mm-hmm. Also meaning that his name should not have appeared on the ballot paper for the by-election of Urungwe West on June 10. Mm-hmm. So what this then means is that Keith Kuza was not properly elected on June 10. It turns out that there were only two people who were contesting for the Urungwe West seat on June 10, Keith Kuza and Themba Mliso. Because Keith Kuza was not properly and duly and lawfully nominated on the nomination day, what it simply means is that there is only one candidate who therefore remains as the duly nominated candidate for Urungwe West constituency, which in terms of the law implies that that candidate should then proceed to be declared as the duly nominated, rather duly elected member of parliament for Urungwe West. Mm-hmm. Simply meaning that as I'm speaking to you now, the legal position, the correct legal position in terms of the Electoral Act, in terms of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, is that Themba Mliswa is the duly elected member of parliament for Urungwe West.
Okay.
The statement that was issued by Justice Makarau is wrong at law, it's wrong in fact, it is laughable, it is actually an insult to the intelligence of even a first-year law student.
Okay, hold there, Mr. Gutu. We'll come back to you just in a bit. We just want to bring in our second guest, that is Mr. David Ndlovu, a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening. Thank you so much. Mr. Ndlovu, as you are hearing from Mr. Gutu here, many people seem to be complaining about the conduct of elections in Zimbabwe, especially by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, accusing it of being biased and rigging the elections on behalf of ZANU-PF. Your response?
No, I will need to respond to that, but with regard to what he said concerning the wrong elections.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's very evident. Unless this is changed, it's direct evidence. Mm-hmm. And get certain evidence from persons affected, the court of law makes a decision. To me, this remains as a real evidence. Because it's not correct for me to to make comments on things which I have no personal knowledge of. Because as far as I know, I just have to wait for direct evidence in the court of law. And it is only the court who can declare and notify any election as provided by our lawyer.
Mm-hmm. So you are saying it's just hearsay?
As long as it is not going to court, it remains hearsay evidence.
Gibbs.
Mr. Gutu, I guess you agree with him. At the moment, it's speculation, right? Oh, I'm told Mr. Gutu has gone just for
engagement.
A while.
Okay, yes, we'll try to get in touch with him. But for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And we are talking about elections in Zimbabwe. And we tinemwe mtereri wedu mkoma Donald. Magadi mkoma Donald.
Ribo mkoma blesi magadi yo.
Aiwa, tiripo murugu wana sei maitiru wani tukwa saruzi mnyika. Mchitaru saruzi kitika kuhurungwe nekune zimwe nzimbo.
Kuhurungwe kote ferezi wa sisa kaya kwezi.
Mm-hmm.
Nekuti zani pia yangu manira kungo di yangu funga wati zatate za candidate zatate ende za candidate tato pinda wana umbo zote sa zeche zuti candidate yacho haisi belong to constituents hiyo yo wakango fari yangu zate tato di tato bita temba mlisa ndo zeche za wakango fari ya yeche za wana mbo zikonzi ya utisikia zuti baati zaka na wazisa na wajia ona wana funga wati wana ona wakango funga wati zuzo tato di tato pinda.
Saka iyo nyaya yekuitwawo kwesarudzo munoiona sei mukoma Donald sarudzo dzemunyika munofara here nemabatiro adzinenge dzichiitwa nezeke
atitombofari zvacho semukoma Blessing. Atifari wana mkoma obeti kuti wanotaura siasa hatere zina na wamunzura wanotaura. Nekuti mkatasana agenti totatambira ma elections anenge achitovhundusigwa ende vamwe vedu vanototama misha mumazai ma elections nenyaya iyo yekuti vechitozikamwa kuti nhingi unotsigira kana kuti agenti yanhingi votogara achimubheti wakare elections inozosara zvetwa makatovhundusigwa kare like the situation yaitika muurungu
hapana
kana chinovo chakambonaka chaari chitanzi.
Aiwa, tinokutendai zvikuru mukoma Donald neupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Naita basa mkoma blessing.
Tinotenda shukuru. Of course, Donald is saying general is not happy with the way elections are conducted in Zimbabwe, particularly what happened in Urungwe West, Gibbs.
Yes, wewe Baba Ndlovu, uyazwela lapha. Umnumzana uyakhuluma lapho uthi okanye kusobala eZimbabwe ukuthi ibandla leZANU PF nxa lisiya kukhetho labe lithwele izagila phela lisethusela abantu ukuthi nxa ungavotelanga sobohla amanyosi kambe ungathini khonapho ba ye ukhona Ndlovu ye ungathini ye ungathini
Ngeni na ekhulumeni kwami konke lokho okukhulumayo kuse kufanekile ubufakazi uma kungelabo ubufakazi obekwe babasobala kungamakhungakhulu konke ekhulunywe iba lokhu ngakhulu until iziyenzela ecourt sesekuthiwa lobu bufakazi kumkhathi kethu hambe ubufakazi kube mthethelize umthethelize kahle ukuthi hhayi masesifakisa ngaphandle uma sesifile ama-court alakho lo umthetho uyasivumela elizweni ukubana nxa uthathe kubi uthathekubiba ungeni ndaba kumthethendaba ulalele sonke uhambe ufake isinqumo sesingakhuluma ngakho kodwa uma kukhuluma nama-adivesis ama-adivesis la nama-adivesis i-adivesis ile-pro elafensi as long as iyi-adivesis kule mnyeza yithekile amthingi kize kuye la ma-fact
kodwa bakhona phela bakhuluma bethi emthethwandaba lakho yikuchitha isikhathi ngoba bathi imthethwandaba phela ibanjwe ngabantu abangazani bawela ngale phela bawela kuzani
amabona ngibesiwa abantu bakhona bonke ngibona bekhona ekhoti akuthathi ngiyabona izanu ibiza amacala amaningi amakhoti iyawaluza
hhayi siyakuza kakhulu
abantu babe khuluma into njengabe ekhulume ngito asengibone ebhekene namhlanje ntobo sengasenda ukuthatha after 2015 lokhu ngangingakwazi lokhu ngangingakwazi kukhanya ukuthi umuntu zikhulumela njani mangihamba owathena wayeyisika kodwa wayengakuze ukukhuluma ephalamendeni yisika
ye hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ubambe khonapho Ndlovu ungayikhatshana so he's saying that a lot of things that are being said is mere hearsay and just allegations, you know. Then I asked him about the courts. He was saying that the courts are there to prove some of these things right or wrong. So then I was saying maybe some of the rulings that have been coming out of the courts are pro, almost pro ZANU PF. He says no, ZANU PF has lost too many cases in court, meaning that the judges and the magistrates actually toying the, I mean, in between, you know, they don't favor any kind of sides.
Regatiende unemwe mtereri, vamsekiwa magadi. Aiwa, tiripoti pia ufungwa dzenyu pa nyaya iri kuitwa mabatirwa ari kuitwa sarudzo mukati muri kufara here?
Mukoma chokwadi chakanaka. Hatingati tichatichane sarudzo munyika medu asi kuti tiri kuita chimisikizo chekuti tingangoti tiri kuita sarudzo kuti vekunze vafunga kuti tinoita sarudzo. Nyasi uno tinadhidhimasi mutasi ari kubuda achitaura kuti MDC yakahwina chemba muyiswa anga ari muzanu pf nhasi ari kuchema nezvavaiita vari muzanu pf saka tine vanhu vatinoona vari mumapolitical parties vari kuivo vanoda kukwikwidza maelections yet the playing field is never level saka ndinoshamisika zvikurusa kuti vanhu vane vakabhidza zvemitemo vanotadza kubatana nevamwe kuti ngatiboycote maelections tatinoda kurepresenta chiiko muparliament kana tii vashoma seizvozvo izvi tisina chatinokwanisa kuburisa ngatitangei tagadzirisa mareforms maelectoral reforms oita zvakanaka tokwanisa kuve neunonzi sarudzo kwete mahombu yatine tichiita aya
asi munoona pachibuda here nyaya yemareforms apa mukoma musekiwa nekuti vezanuwo kavaringa vachidawo kuramba vari panyanga
right chinoitika mukoma ndechekuti izvo before 2000 taingoone ZANU PF ichitonga iri yega ichiita madecisions ai yega ichitonga makotsi toti makotsi ari pasi payo zvinhu zvakaoma but nezvinezvi tine kaadvantage tatinavo zvekuti takaita constitution yedu katitione kuti malaws edu aitwa aligned neconstitution tikakwanisa kurwisa izvozvo izvo
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamusekiwa nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda nekuti pamukana hukwete tichitaura. Tinorwadziwa izvozvino mukanzwa kwatiri tichitaura tiri kuMozambique.
Oh, kuri sei kuMozambique?
Ndizvozvo, zviri nani. Tinopeturika nemakuru.
Aiwa, tinokutenda zvikuru vamusekiwa. It's not end, of course. Mr. Msekiwa Okola there is saying there's need for reforms so that this cycle of having complaints after every election can come to an end. I think we have another caller. We have Nikros. Magadi.
Yes, I'm fine.
Mkoma Nikros, Murundi Nzwa Erzaganak.
Yes, I'm hearing you clearly.
Okay, taurai tinzwa asi dei matifambei nekuti foni yenyu inenge isiri kunyatsonzwika zvakanaka iyi.
Okay, thank you very much, Mkoma Blessing. Yeah, it's a very interesting topic for discussion today, tonight. The issue of elections is something which I can say is multifaceted, given that the subject of our great controversy in that the, as far as Zimbabwe is concerned, the ground, I want to make it very clear that the ground is very clear. That is the fact. The ground is very clear. But the problem falls with the participants. For example, some of the participants have got opinions of hesitating. Let me take an example, a good example. You know the former Prime Minister, Morgan Tsvangirai, actually is known for that coaching. And always complaining. Imagine in 2008, he was also complaining, saying the ground is not free and fair, the ground is not level. But when he participated, he nearly won. We need to say the issue is not all about blaming each other, but it's all about your role. What you commit to the electorate. Because if you have got empty promises, if you've got poor strategies to lure or to lobby support, then at the end of the day, you come to accuse, say, the other party. For example, what you think things that have gone by, the ground surely was not all that bad, but the issue of boycotting. So I don't blame the Zimbabwean Commission in terms of elections. That's my opinion.
What do you make of the remarks by Mr. Mtasa that the MDC probably won the election in 2008?
Really, it's a very interesting remark from former Minister Mtasa, given that Honorable Minister Mtasa has never said this when he was still in government. Now that he's no longer part and parcel of the government, no, we can say these are just words from somebody who is under emotion. I don't think that is structural. I don't think that is true. It's just a matter of accusation, just a matter of somebody who's frustrated. I don't think that's the MGC one. That is a fact. I'm speaking from a neutral point without taking sides. This is the truth. Don't feel that you are one, free and fair.
Nikros, thank you so much for your comments.
Thank you, Mkoma Blessing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care. Tinemwe mutereri zvakare kana kuti kuda kumbopinda
ke. Yes, singere kuDlovu kancane. Yeah. Baba Ndlovu usakona icingweni? Ukona Baba Ndlovu? Kungazani mchini yami ayimthole kahle lapho Ndlovu. Ndlovu uyangizwa? Besicela uNdlovu lapha ecweni. Ndlovu ukhona? Okay, siyahamba kundlovu bye bye.
Mhm. Regai tiende kune mwe mthereri. Eh mkoma Felix makadi.
Ngiyaphila unjani blessing.
Mina ngiyaphila.
Siphile kakhulu Felix uthini?
Ubaba uDlovu lowana uyamangalisa kakhulu. Uthe kufuneka ubufakazi. Ubufakazi ufuneka kanjani?
Uh-huh.
Ilizwe lonke liyakhuluma ukuthi ama elections lawa akalunganga.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Siyazi yonke le into. Angithi namanje indaba ka 2002 ise court.
Uh-huh.
Abakagcini nayo le ndaba.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So manje uto kufuna ubufakazi kanjani? Ufakazi ukhona ukuthi amakhosi wethu ngeke ayenze ngokuphangiphangi ukuthi badlule nalezi ndaba.
Mhm.
Yeah, munoona kana ndagumbuka kachi ndevera chacho chinobuda chaizvo chaizvo.
Rambai makatsamwa. Rambai makatsamwa, rambai makatsamwa mukoma Felix.
Khuluma kolapo.
Yeah, ndirikuti nini ka? Apa mwari akupindira ndimurikona nyaya ya Themba na Kiti iyo ka.
Mhm.
Pakuratidza kuti mwari hadi zvinhu zvakashata kuti zvirambe zvichitika kwenguva refu. Iva vasi kuzviona zvichasvika pakunyadzisa chaiko pana 2018 apo. Dai vari vanhu vanonyara zvina vanhu vezana havana nyadzi.
Mhm.
Vachanyara kumberu. Zvinonzi mukuru baba vemanyepo ndisatani. The father of lies is the devil. He will never lie forever. This time God will bring the truth out.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the bag and out of the wardrobe. We're going to see the truth in 2018. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
I want to note that zvikuru mukoma Felix.
Eh, maita basi.
Siyabonga.
Yes, bongela kakhulu ke mnumzana Felix. I think you heard him very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, you know, what evidence is needed, you know,
mm-hmm.
in some of these cases, because people have seen it, people are complaining about it,
mm-hmm.
and even Zek knows it, you know, somehow. Mm-hmm. So he says, you know, there are even some cases mm-hmm. that are still pending in the courts.
Mm-hmm.
So what courts are we talking about? You know, so Baba Ndlovu kona.
Mm-hmm.
This is Ndlovu. Ndlovu bona zani lapha ke icingo lwakhe lungani uyasilahlekela. Ye, besicela Ndlovu ecingweni kona Baba Ndlovu.
I think we are having problems with that line. Let's go to our second guest. That's Mr. Jack Zava, the program's manager for the Electoral Resource Center. Mr. Zava, good evening.
Good evening, blessing.
Thank you so much.
Good evening, listeners.
Mm-hmm. You are hearing what people are complaining about, Mr. Zava. Are you at all surprised?
I'm not even shocked at all, especially if we look at the history of our election administration in Zimbabwe. It has been littered with sad stories of malpractice, sad stories of maladministration, and even sad stories of electoral fraud. So the latest version is, to me, is not doing any good to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission in a number of ways. Mostly, if we look at the issue that ZEC is coming from a situation where it has eroded confidence, where citizens no longer have trust in their electoral commission, something which should not happen if any country is to attain electoral integrity. So the latest episode, especially the Urungu one, continues to erode that trust within ZEC, continues to lessen.
Mr. Zava, please do stay on the line. We'll be back with you. We just want to take a short break. And for our radio listeners, unfortunately, ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. And we are also streaming live on YouTube. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying stay tuned.